Thank you and good afternoon. District Attorney Paul Gallegos issued a statement today announcing that no charges will be filed against the Eureka police officer who shot and killed 22-year-old Thomas McLean outside a residence on Allard Street on the night of September 17th. Officer Stephen Linfoot fired the fatal shots after police determined that he reached for a BB gun he had on his person. Eureka officers were in the area conducting an investigation regarding a wanted felony suspect when they saw McLean get into a verbal disagreement with another man. The investigation completed by the County Critical Incident Response Team found that Linfoot acted properly, and the DA's office found that there is not sufficient evidence to charge Linfoot with a crime. Gallego said in a statement that Thomas McLean's death is a terrible tragedy. He is mourned by his family, friends, and the community, but it was not caused by any criminal activity that I can see on the part of law enforcement officers. The McKinleyville mother of two small boys who was accused of driving her vehicle off a cliff in Mendocino County in October was arraigned in Mendocino County Superior Court Wednesday. The Ukiah Daily Journal reports that 35-year-old Athena Doyle, who is represented by a public defender, is expected to plead not guilty by reason of insanity. Doyle and her two small boys suffered serious injuries in the crash that saw her car end up on a beach off Highway 1. Investigators believe the vehicle was on the beach for several hours before it was spotted by a passing motorist. Detectives later determined that Doyle had deliberately driven her car off the cliff, and she was arrested and booked into Mendocino County Jail on two counts of attempted murder. Sheriff Mike Downey and the Humboldt County Sheriff's Office announced five new promotions in a press release issued today. Sergeants Kevin Miller and Dennis Young will be promoted to the rank of lieutenant, while Corporals Jesse Taylor, Justin Bro, and Detective Samuel Williams will be promoted to the rank of sergeant. All five promotions will take effect November 24th. The North Coast section of the California Water Environment Association presented its Treatment Plan of the Year Award to the City of Rio Del and Wastewater Superintendent Rick Chicora. Chicora said in a statement that it took a long 6 years to update the wastewater infrastructure, but now it's one of the premier wastewater treatment plants in Northern California, thanks to the citizens of Rio Del. The wastewater treatment plant helps remove ammonia and nitrates from Rio Del wastewater, meeting federal EPA standards. The Fortuna Chamber of Commerce issued a press release citing two separate scams that have been targeting local businesses recently. One is a computer virus called CryptoWall, which is a ransomware that holds all of your computer files hostage until payments are made. And the other is a phone scam, in which the caller claims to be from Pacific Gas and Electric and demands payment information over the phone to pay past due business PG&E bills. If you have experienced any of these scenarios or have witnessed fraudulent activity, you are asked to report these incidents to the Fortuna Police Department. You're listening to KINS News and Information. We'll be right back after this.
What's the shopping show all about?
If you haven't listened to the show before, it's kind of tough to describe.
I guess the easiest first step is to simply go to the Shopping Show website.
TheShoppingShow.net.
And join us this Saturday for the next Shopping Show.
On KINS 106.3 FM.
KURY FM 95.3 and 101.3 in the Illinois Valley.
And KEKA 101.5 and 100.9 in Eureka.
You're listening to KINS News and Information. It's not often that a news story mentions the cities of Fortuna and Detroit in the same report, but today, that is the case. With the city of Detroit in terrible shape and three Michigan counties still cleaning up after flooding in August, 13 members of Fortuna's Conservation Corps flew to Michigan on Thursday to help. The Corps members will be tasked with clearing out ruined drywall and other debris from the basements of houses inundated with water during the flooding. The three counties that suffered during the flash floods were declared disaster areas by the president, and the Corps members are part of the response from the Federal Emergency Management Agency. It's not the first time local Conservation Corps members have been dispatched to other states. Members were sent to New Orleans following Hurricane Katrina to assist in cleanup efforts in that city as well. Earlier this week, the Eureka Police Department announced it received a grant from the State Office of Traffic Safety, and on Thursday, the Fortuna Police Department, which heads up the county's anti-DUI task force, announced it had received funding as well. In fact, two separate grants. Fortuna Police will use a $65,000 grant from the state to continue its efforts along with seven other local law enforcement agencies and the California Highway Patrol to crack down on impaired drivers in Humboldt County. Fortuna Police have also been awarded a $20,000 grant that will be used to fund a year-long program of special traffic safety enforcement operations in the city. And that's the news. For KINS News and Information, I'm Jordan Christmas.